leading the Office of Audit Services with 600-plus auditors, the largest civilian audit organization in the federal government, is Gloria Jarman, Deputy Inspector General. And welcome, Gloria. I know that improper payments is a priority issue in the federal government and especially in Health and Human Services. Why is that?
Well, first, I want to let you know, Roberta, that an improper payment occurs in the federal government whenever the wrong person is paid the wrong amount for the wrong reason. And we're talking about large dollars. Just in fiscal year 2011, the estimated improper payments in the federal government were $115.3 billion. That's billion with a B.
Yeah.
And Department of Health and Human Services, you know, with the size of the programs here, made up over half of that estimated improper payments, about $65 billion of the improper payment.
$65 billion.
Okay. With most of that being Medicare fee-for-service and Medicaid program.
Well, tell us about OIG's role on the issue of improper payments.
OIG has been doing work in this area for many years. Our current work relates primarily to overseeing the improper payment error rate calculations that are done by the department. And we also do audits to make sure that the improper payment work is being done in accordance with the legislation. And we do audits also of individual providers, suppliers, organizations. That includes our hospital work and our work at community mental health centers and home health agencies.
Well, Medicaid is also complex, high priority for you and your auditors. Tell us a little bit about your Medicaid work.
The Medicaid program is a very large and complex program, which makes it more vulnerable to fraud and abuse. Medicaid insures about 62 million low-income individuals. And the size of the program is funded both by the federal government and by state government. In 2010, the federal share was about $263 billion, again with a B. And the state share was $126 billion. And we've been doing work in this area for a long time. A lot of our recommendations have been to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, where we have asked them to revise their regulations so that the Medicaid rates paid to state-operated centers are based on the actual cost. Our recent work in New York on developmental centers showed that if that had happened in 2009, the amount that the federal government would have paid would have been about $700 million less than what was paid.
You only deal with very big numbers.
Very big numbers.
What are some other arenas where you're looking at significant cost savings?
Okay, we're also doing work related to durable medical equipment and supplies. This includes motor wheelchairs and also includes lower limb prosthesis. And some of the work that we've done there recently have showed that if the rates for that Medicaid pays for test strips had been done based on competitive bids and using manufacturer rebates.
These are the diabetic testing strips.
These are the diabetic testing strips. Medicaid would have saved about $8 million in 2009. And so we're also looking at other states, and we're also looking at other medical supplies and equipment.
I know that grants oversight is becoming a bigger challenge and a bigger arena for you in oversight. What are your auditors doing in terms of grants oversight?
Well, HHS is the largest grant-making agency. And in 2013, we're planning to do even more work looking at the grant programs where we found some internal control problems. We'll be looking at AIDS relief. We'll be looking at areas at colleges and universities where there's a lot of grants that are received and subsidized child care. And in cases when we do grant work and our auditors and evaluators find any potential fraud, we always coordinate closely with our investigators and lawyers.
Finally, the Affordable Care Act has expanded your bandwidth. So what are you doing in terms of the new programs created by the Affordable Care Act in terms of auditing work?
There also, we're trying to focus on areas of higher risk and where higher dollars are involved. And some of the larger federal dollars are going to some of the programs like pre-existing insurance programs and also programs that relate to employer retirement reinsurance programs, and they're in the co-op program where loans are being given to nonprofits and health organizations in all the states. And we're also looking at information technology issues because, of course, a whole lot of data is being transmitted, and we want to make sure it's being done as safe and secure as possible.
Thank you, Gloria Jarman. It sounds like you and your auditors have your work cut out for you in 2013.
Thank you, Roberta.